New Zealand-based home renovation company, 6,593% ROAS. Sydney-based solar company, 2,700% ROAS. Hunter region-based bathroom renovation company, 5,616% ROAS. Melbourne-based building company, 13,182% return on ad spend. Adelaide-based solar company, 2,881% return on ad spend. Guys, the list goes on and on. If you're a trade-based business and you work with projects like roofing, solar, bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, anything like that, head across to tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. Book in a conversation. It is game changing.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Toolbox Talks. You're joining us today for part three of the flat rate pricing series I'm conducting with Steve from Plumbing Profits. In part one, we spoke about the myths associated with flat rate pricing. In part two, we spoke about the pros and cons of flat rate pricing. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about what types of business typically suit the flat rate pricing model. Enjoy.
Giving tradies and contractors around the globe the tools to run a modern business. You're listening to Toolbox Talks from the Site Shed. Now here's your host, Matt Jones.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Toolbox Talks on the Site Shed. My name is Matt Jones, and thank you once again for sharing your earbuds with us wherever you are in the world. You're joining us for part three of the flat rate pricing series I'm conducting with Steve Piper from Plumbing Profits. Steve, welcome back to the microphone.
Yeah, Matt, thanks for having me.
So, Steve, we've covered off on two episodes so far. Firstly, we spoke about the flat rate pricing myths, and we dispelled a few of those, which was excellent. For any of the listeners that missed that, go back and check it out. Then we talked about in the last episode pros and cons of flat rate pricing, and that was a really good non-bias episode there where we did talk about, you know, I suppose the advantages and the disadvantages of flat rate pricing. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what type of business suits flat rate pricing. So this is interesting. I mean, I suppose typically who are we speaking to here, Steve? Is it, I mean, in my experience, it's really companies that typically do like emergency services or maintenance style plumbing or you know, whatever it is. Is that kind of who we're talking about here?
It's mainly suited to, yeah, people doing maintenance style. But I know people are using it in, you know, doing real estate work, strata work,
okay,
general public, even bathroom renovations. You know, I've got clients using it in bathroom renovations as well.
Okay.
It's at least even on renovations, it gives, you know, there's vanity installs, toilets, taps, and all that sort of thing. So it gives a base, a platform to at least start a quote with rather than starting with a blank sheet of paper every time.
Okay. It's interesting, strata and real estate. So how would that work? I mean, would you typically have a separate set of price structure for them? I mean, with flat rate pricing, the idea is to kind of get paid up front, right?
Well, that, you know, obviously the bit more jobs you can get paid up front, the better. But your real estates and your stratas aren't going to do that. But often, especially with real estate jobs, you may actually have like a approval to work up to a certain amount, say a few hundred dollars, before you have to get, you know, approval to do any extra work. So, and normally once it goes over that, they'll normally want a quote anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, it enables the person on site, I guess, to do a quote for that work.
Okay. So when you're submitting a flat rate quote for a strata company, is it the same process? Like the technician's out on site, he's obviously investigating the problem, and then he would then submit that quote via, like, digitally, I'm guessing, through email to the strata company, and they'd say, do you want to go ahead? Is that the idea?
Yeah, well, you could do that, yeah, straight through, or he may send it back to the office for, you know, approval, and then it gets shipped off, depending on how individual businesses want to do it. But often, you know, those businesses that get a few guys doing strata work, the boss ends up, either the boss or they've got to employ someone, leading hand or whatever, it's got to run around and check all these jobs that need quotes. So you're paying basically a whole extra person just to run around and do quotes.
Right.
Where they could actually be done by the plumber on site following the system.
Do you find that I suppose back and forth? I mean, if I was on site and I did want to, and I was quoting the job, but then I had to go back and get approval from the strata company, I imagine obviously there's going to be some sort of time disadvantage there from doing that. I mean, how would you typically address that in the scenario where you're dealing with real estates or stratas? in comparison to your typical, you know, COD customer?
Well, I guess I'm only talking about using those on for strata and real estate where you can do a quote or where they want a quote.
Right.
You know, if they normally charge by the hour and that's how their strata and real estate wants to work, then that's fine too.
Yeah.
They generally work like that just because that's the way they're used to it.
Okay.
That's you know, they've never really been offered an alternative in most cases.
Right. Well, that's true as well, isn't it? I mean, yeah. That's probably something that people need to be conscious of. Just because you've always done it one way doesn't mean it's the best way.
No, well, I guess when you've got a job, you get paid by the hour.
Mm.
When you've got a business, I think you should get paid for results.
Yeah. So typically we're talking here, like the type of business that would suit flat rate pricing would be anyone that's sort of in emergency or maintenance or any something like that, right?
Yeah, that's generally where it's best used, yeah.
Okay, so we could be maintenance plumbers, could be emergency, you know, electricians, it could be, I don't know, what else could it be?
Yeah, well, they generally, most plumbers at least generally do some maintenance.
Yeah.
So, it could be used at a variety of, you know, different tasks, really.
Probably not applicable to your builder.
Oh, well, I think most builders quote jobs anyway, don't they? I don't know how many builders do and charge. But, you know, like even your lawnmower man does it, you know, he quotes, you're not paying him by the hour.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. So what about... I suppose, let's talk about how we would implement this. I mean, firstly, there's always going to be teething issues, I suppose, when you're talking about, you know, changing your business model from doing it a certain way into, you know, maybe implementing this flat rate model style of pricing. What are some of the speed bumps or what are some of the processes that you guys teach in the space of, you know, making that transition or that migration as smooth as possible?
I'd do it gradually. I wouldn't just flick a switch, you know, but it normally takes people to build up a little bit of confidence.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't go changing your whole business model overnight. Maybe introduce it on to new clients or maybe, you know, maybe some clients that may be a little bit more difficult to deal with. Or, you know, I've had difficult clients before I went flat rate that they're always complaining about the hourly rate every time you went there. And once you started quoting the jobs, they never hassled me about money ever again.
Right.
So I think you can gradually introduce it rather than, you know, because no point rocking the boat. I don't want anyone to, you know,
yeah.
to do any damage to their existing business.
Yeah.
Because it does take a little bit of getting used to.
Could you implement it in a way where you kind of maybe do one staff member at a time or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's not generally, try and find one of your staff members that would be most open to the idea.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot more, you know, it's a lot better known now than it was when I started doing it. So it should be a lot easier now.
So how would you set it up in, like, I mean, so you get basically, you know, your flat rate book or, you know, your app where you can add all the information into it. How do you go about setting that up?
It's basically just go in and, you know, you enter your details, upload your logo. Basically, there's step-by-step instructions, but basically you put your hourly rate in and then you can have a look at how all the tasks pan out as, you know, the formula works, and you can go through each task and see what your selling price for that would be. So then you can go and change it and you can play with it until you're happy with it.
Yeah, okay. I suppose initially would it be a case of, it's probably the best thing a business can do, to be honest, is go through and actually figure out what their actual costs are.
I think that would be a really good place to start.
I think a lot of people don't.
Exactly. Exactly. You can buy a calculator for a couple of bucks, but not everybody actually wants to use one.
Right.
So, but that is a good way to start. There's, you know, and there's a lot of calculators around. We've got one as well that you can help. It will help work out what your selling price should be.
Yeah.
But often it will be more, it'll show more than what you're actually now charging. And that's why a lot of guys just go, oh, well, that can't be right. It's more than I'm currently charging now. And then they go back to doing what they were doing.
Yeah. In the space of, I suppose, an organization training their staff, the technicians to use it correctly, honestly, et cetera. I mean, is there anything you can recommend, or do you guys have any sort of onboarding sequences which can help facilitate that across the board?
Yeah. Well,
best practice?
Yeah. I think one of the best practice you can do is just not getting used to what tasks are in the book and knowing where to find them.
Mm.
And the other thing is to have a scenario and go, okay, this is the job we're going to go and do today, a mixer tar, da, da, da. How would you price that out of the book? Maybe a mixer tap and it needs a couple of isolation valves as well. And how would you price that out of the book?
Yep.
So you're just practicing pricing a job, an everyday job, out of the book.
Yeah.
And you can also pull out a couple of old invoices and see how that compares with some jobs that you've already done in the past.
And would you typically with the projects, regardless of the task, is it always kind of about giving the customer options and sort of saying, well, you know, A, B, or C?
Look, it is about giving customer options, I think, because that puts the customer, empowers the customer to make a decision about whether if a lady's got a customer's got a leaking toilet system and you go in there and the thing's like 20 years old, it flushes with 13 litres of water, are you really doing the right thing by just fixing that toilet? Or should you say, okay, well, this was the minimum you'd have to spend to just, you know, fix your problem now, or, you know, we could replace it with a water-saving toilet, da, 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 and, you know, with the two options, you know, and that empowers them to, you know, decide what they want.
Yeah.
I don't think that's high-pressure sales.
No, not at all. I think it comes back to the communication and the way you train your staff to present. I mean, we do it as well. It's about presenting customers with options. And I firmly believe, like sales is changing so rapidly now, and you actually touched on it, you know, how you were saying it's becoming more and more of an honest, you know, society that we live in that regard. I think it's because, you know, you've got to kind of be transparent. You've got to say, well, listen, this is the scenario. You can do this and these are going to be the results. You can do this, it's going to be the results. It's up to you, but this is going to cost a little bit more, but it will save you more money in the long run.
Yeah. And I guess the main difference as well is with the charging by the time or whatever, we find a lot of guys are booking in a lot of jobs per day, and they're sort of rushing through the day. I know I've had tradesmen here that, you know, they come and they fix something. Oh, do you mind looking at, you know, a couple of others I've got in the other rooms? Oh, no, I'm too busy. I'll have to ring you back. I have to make another appointment. And they're gone again.
Right.
So it's about allowing enough time to actually service the customer properly and actually give real customer service. Look for those other things that you may be able to offer the customer.
Yeah. Okay.
Or just to do the things that they've asked you, extra things that they may want you to do while you're there.
Yeah. Do you, the program that you guys work with, does it come in a hard book copy and then I suppose a digital format as well, or is it up to the client to your client to decide?
Yeah, they can either print it out, they can, you know, upload it into their invoicing program, or they can also use it like a flip book on your phone or your iPad, so you can flick through it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so you can use it various ways.
But I suppose the advantage of having it in a digital format is, like we spoke about earlier, you know, you have the capabilities there to have the signature on the electronically. You can then transform that signature into an invoice, I'm guessing. Like, do you send that off to like an invoicing program or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. If the invoicing program that you're using, you know, can capture signatures, they can't all do it, but I think most of the good ones can do it these days. Yeah. Then basically, yeah, you present it, get their approval. What I see the main problem in, not just plumbing, but in the building industry in general, is most of the problems between the businesses and customers is all about communication.
Mm.
The customer thought they were going to get one thing or pay for a certain amount for one thing, and at the end they got a different amount. And you can't. And once you get rid of that, everyone gets on the same page and they know exactly what they're going to get. They know exactly what it's going to cost them. It gets rid of all that bad communication.
Yeah. Do you find like it improves like staff relations, and, you know, like it makes people sort of want to stay on and work with companies that have this system in place, or they have like a flat rate model where they can kind of see things working and the communication sort of is a little bit more open?
Yeah, I don't know that any of the guys that have worked with us have ever gone back to charging by time and materials.
Yeah, right. I imagine it would make it a lot easier, and it sort of brings on a new level of transparency, you know, within, I suppose, what's being charged, what's being presented, what the technician could potentially make in earnings and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I don't see anything wrong with some sort of a bonus system because there has to be some
incentive.
yeah, incentive to do those extra work. Like if you've got a guy who's going clearing drains, if there's no incentive at all to offer a permanent solution for that problem, then he may not do that.
Mm.
You know, so a lot of the times, if the incentive program is done properly, it actually increases a customer service as well,
right?
And not just sales. So but you've got to reward that. You know, we had a reward for raving fans, and we had a reward for most improved. Yes, we had a sales award as well. But yeah, there's multiple award things that you can award them for.
So as a bit of a framework for any of the listeners out there that have been considering flat rate, and you know, they wanted more information on it, and I know we have listeners that are asking these questions because they're the ones that asked me to do this series. What's a bit of a framework, I suppose, for them? Like, where should they go from here?
Well, they can head to the site of plumbingprofits.com.au, yep. And you can, you know, you can basically jump on and get a demo of the book, or you know, they can give us a call. Happy to have a chat.
Yep.
Obviously, there's a, you know, I could sort of, yeah, if they've got any questions that we haven't covered here today.
Yep.
Yeah, more than happy to have a chat.
So I suppose realistically, you know, if there are listeners out there, they are doing service-based business, or they might be doing, you know, emergency work or whatever it is. Perhaps you're in that scenario where you are invoicing clients and chasing debts, and you know, you really want to start getting paid for, you know, paid on time, on site. I mean, these are kind of the typical problems, I'm guessing, that a lot of people may have when they look into adopting a flat rate style model. So basically, it'll help you if you're tired of chasing debts and you want to get paid on time. If you're sick and tired of like quoting or spending all this time quoting jobs the same. I mean, it sort of puts a bit of a systemized approach to all of that. If you're an emergency service, then absolutely, you know, it sort of helps you address a lot of the questions that your customers may be answering. It sort of addresses them up front. So I would say for sure, if you're in that scenario, then by all means, go and check it out. So anyway, we'll post some links to obviously plumbingprofits.com.au in all the show notes. And there's a little cheat sheet there as well, I think, that you guys have provided, which is fantastic. If you want to, if any of the listeners want to come and download that, then you can get that from within the show notes. Steve, thanks very much for your time. Much appreciated from myself and, of course, the listeners.
Thanks for having me.
Mate, I dare say there's going to be questions. So I may have to bring you back on the show or get you to answer in through email.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Anytime.
All right, mate. Well, look, thank you very much. And that pretty much brings a wrap to this series on flat rate pricing. Thanks again for joining us. And if you listeners enjoyed that, then please go ahead, leave us some comments in the show notes, or better still, head across to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps our rankings, and we wouldn't be able to do this without your reviews. So go and do it. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Matt. See you, mate.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Toolbox Talks. If you're liking what you hear, then you can head across to thesiteshed.com, where you can join our community by signing up to our Toolbox Talks. You'll get sent a weekly notification, which is basically a highlight of everything that we've spoken about during that week, along with any other industry news that may be relevant or specific to the trades. If you're enjoying the show, you can head across to iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, where you can leave us a review. That would be fantastic, and all the reviews get read out in the show. Likewise, if you have any friends or colleagues that you think would benefit from the show and the episodes that we create, then please go ahead and share it with them. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Please, if you did, head across to iTunes and leave us a review. We would very much appreciate that. Anyway, if you are a project-based trade business and you work in solar or bathroom renovations or kitchen renovations or roofing or something along those lines, and you would like to see some of the results that we've been showcasing in our marketing on for your business, thousands of percent return on ad spend, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 7,000, 13,000% return on ad spend, please head across to tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. That's tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. It will be well worth the conversation, and I can't wait to chat with you. Ciao.